You may be seated. Our text for today is taken from Luke chapter 17. As they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, again, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I always have a little difficulty with this text and with the take that seemingly everybody else has than me. Seemingly people don't have a problem that the nine were ungrateful. To try to understand that, I look back at an Old Testament lesson mentioned earlier, the story of Naaman. I really think what's happening here in this between Samaria and Galilee is a reflection of what happened with Naaman. Naaman was a general of the Arameans, and that was the Syria area, about 800 years before this event with Jesus. He had leprosy, and he heard from an Israelite slave girl that was in his house that if you want to get healed from that, there's a guy in the northern kingdom, Israel, that can heal you. And so he sent a letter to the king of Israel saying, hey, I heard you can heal me of my leprosy. That's great. I'm on my way. And the king gets this letter, and he freaks out because he goes, I can't heal anybody from leprosy, and this guy's going to go to war with me. And Elisha hears that he's freaking out, and so he sends a message to the king saying, you know, just chill out and send, you know, just send this guy to me, and everything will be fine, which the king does, and Elisha heals him. Now, I'm going to look at parallel these two stories in two parts. The first is prior to the healing, and the second is after the healing. Prior to the healing, these two stories line up very well. Both Naaman and these ten are fully aware of their situation. They understand that leprosy back then was a death sentence. The only difference between the ten and Naaman is the Syrians were a little more open-minded about it and let you hold a very important position like that of a general with leprosy. That would never happen in Israel. Secondly, Naaman and the ten show faith in a couple ways. First of all, they hear the good news that someone might be able to do something, and they act on that good news. Naaman goes to Elisha, and the ten who have heard about Jesus go to him. And then a real act of faith is both Naaman and the ten act on what they're told to do before they're healed of their leprosy. And they're asked to do something that they probably felt was kind of confusing. Naaman, he comes to Elisha, expecting Elisha's going to come out and start jumping around, you know, and calling down the name of the Lord and waving his hands over him and doing all these really amazing, remarkable, miraculous things. Well, Elisha doesn't even come out of his house. He just sends a servant out and says, yeah, you're supposed to go and dip yourself in the Jordan River seven times. That should do it. And Naaman is furious. You know, how could he? He's not even coming out to see me. He's not doing any of the things he's supposed to do. We got better rivers in Syria than the Jordan River. So again, but he does it. Takes a little convincing, but he does it. The ten, they'd heard about Jesus' healing. And they probably heard how he did it. And you read in the Gospels, what does Jesus do? He does the unthinkable. He touches people with leprosy and heals them. Not so in this case. They go to Jesus, please heal us, and Jesus just says, show yourself to the priest. Well, that's what you're supposed to do after you're healed. See, after you're healed, you're supposed to show yourself to the priest and get his stamp of approval, and then everything's going to be fine. But while they still have leprosy, he tells them to go, which doesn't make much sense. Now, Naaman's servant goes to him when he's all upset, you know, this didn't work out like he'd planned, and his servant says, you know, what do you got to lose, right? We've traveled all this way. Why don't you just do what the guy said? And so he does. And the ten probably shrug and look at each other and say, well, we have nothing to lose. And so we might as well go to the priest. In both cases, that's faith that is shown. Now, that's the first part, prior to the miracle. Now we look at after the miracle, because they don't line up so well. Naaman dunked himself in the Jordan River, that muddy river, seven times, and all of a sudden he comes out clean. He's healed. And he is grateful, and he runs to Elisha and shows how grateful he is. He wants to give him all this money and clothes, and Elisha won't take anything. Now we look 800 some years later, the 10 are walking to the priest where they're miraculously healed. And if you read the commentaries and the Bible studies and hear the sermons on this, oftentimes you're going to hear only one was grateful and the other 9 were not. And that's the thing I could just never understand. There's no possible way that they could not have been grateful. Look at the situation they found themselves in. Leprosy, it was a death sentence. They knew that. Having leprosy meant you lost your family. You couldn't work your job anymore. Parts of your body are falling off. You got to hang around with a whole bunch of other people with parts of their bodies are falling off. That's not any fun either. You have no future, you have no hope, and you have no life. That was their situation. And then in an instant, all of that is reversed. They're not only healthy, but they know now they can return to their families and their jobs. They know that they have a future, they have hope, they can make plans, they have a life. There is no human being in the world having had their destiny switch that quickly, that would not be grateful. The key to the whole thing is, they were certainly grateful. Of course, they had to be grateful. But they didn't show their gratitude. And there was a reason for that. Something was blocking them. It was about 7-8 years ago. I had a great week. I had a week like I'd never experienced in my life because two things happened, I think, within 3 days of each other that have never happened before in me, to my life, and never happened since, and I'm sure will never happen again. So I think it was like a Tuesday or something, and for a treat, I was going to get Arby's for the family, right? Fancy. And I went through the drive-thru, and I was in the drive-thru. I ordered. I got up to the window, and usually at that point they ask me for money, right? But they just handed me the food. And I'm like, what do I owe you? And they go, oh, no, the person in front of you paid for you. And I was filled with gratitude. That never happened before, right? And about 3 days later, the same thing happened, right? Except this time I was at McDonald's in Corvallis here, and I was in the drive-thru. And I got up to the window, exact same thing happened. Person in front of you paid for it. Now, the problem with the Arby's experience is I didn't know who was in the car in front of me. I didn't know who. And they were gone. I was blocked from thanking them. But at McDonald's, I recognized the person in the car in front of me. So I was able to thank them, as I do today. Thanks a lot, Robert, right there. Robert, he's the guy. So if you ever find yourself behind Robert at the drive-thru, okay, that's... he has to buy your lunch. So no, he's. But again, see that. But with the Arby's one, I'm blocked. I couldn't thank them. Something was blocking me. Now, when we look at these people in the text, right, the one who was grateful and gave thanks, he wasn't being blocked like the rest. These 9, something was blocking them, and what was blocking them was very simple. It's Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1-30. If you want to read what they actually had to go through, okay, it's not just popping in and see the priest and say, hi, look, I don't have leprosy. And they go, great. It's a lot more complicated than that. That's the law that of how you were approved to get back into society again. You had to go see the priest. Then you had to do all kinds of prayers and all kinds of sacrifices and rubbing oil over here and doing this, and the other thing. And it took a long time. That was the law that these 9 had to follow before they got their lives back. The law was blocking them. But we're called to follow the way of Naaman and this other man. And if you think about it, you can see why they weren't blocked. What does Naaman, just as a human being, have in common with the one who showed gratitude? It's simple. Neither one of them is Jewish. Naaman's for Syria, he's a Gentile, and Luke makes a point of telling us that the one who gave thanks was a Samaritan. In other words, why would the Samaritan go to a Jewish priest to get his stamp of approval? Because once he's healed, he's not a leper anymore, now he's a Samaritan, and they don't like Samaritans, if you haven't noticed. And a priest would have never seen the Samaritan, and the Samaritan would have never seen a Jewish priest. On top of that, He's not bound by Leviticus chapter 14 and all these laws like the other nine were. He doesn't have the law blocking him. He doesn't have to go through some rigmarole in order to get his life back. He knows instantly he's healed that he has his life back. It's his now. There are things that block us in this life. We all know that we're blessed, and we are grateful for those blessings, but sometimes we can get so caught up with our lives and those blessings, with our life, with the blessings, with the future, with our plans, that we fail to think about the one who gave us the blessings. We're grateful, but we aren't. We don't show gratefulness. It's like that saying, you know, to miss the forest for the trees. That took me like a week of thinking to figure that one out. But I finally got it, right? Where that's just looking at each individual tree so much that you don't see the whole. And we can look at our families. We can look at our jobs. We can look at the possessions we have. We can look at everything in our life and fail to see the truth. God calls us to be like Naaman, to be like this Samaritan. He calls us in faith to not just see the blessings in our life, but to see that the one who gave us the blessings loves us, and that's why he gave us the blessings. We have a new life in Christ. That means a life of faith. That means a life that sees the blessings and sees the one who sent them and is able to say thank you. I pray that God continue to give us that faith so that we see our blessings and are grateful for those blessings, but follow the example of Naaman and this Samaritan to go to Christ every day of our lives and to thank him and then to seek to share him with others. In Jesus' name, amen.